Now, in the last year, Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank handed out a record number of three-day emergency food supplies to local people. And the Reverend Martin Stevens joins me in the studio now. He's a trustee of the Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank. Hi, Martin.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for coming in. So how many food parcels were handed out?
From April last year to March, end of March this year, 11,038 three-day food parcels.
And that's an increase of 5%, I think.
It is, yes. It's our highest level ever. We've been going now for 4 years, since May 2012. And sort of business, as we call it, is just on the increase.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, we provide food parcels to those local people who are in crisis. And the simple fact is more and more people are just, their lives are hitting the buffers a bit. And just, in one sense, their starting point is that they wouldn't value support. They have a sense of pride and just are trying to think, well, I can do this by myself, can't I? And then they come to the point, recognition of, actually, we need some help. And that's where we're able to step in.
Now, you mentioned about the business there a minute ago. It's not like it's a money-making thing, though, is it? It's a charitable affair, and you rely heavily on donations.
It is, yes. Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank and food banks across the country are just wonderful examples of how lots of people working together can do an amazing job. Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank, we have over 400 volunteers that help run our centres and that collect food. And we have schools and libraries and other places, churches, faith groups that just collect food and we pick it up and share it out. So with people just going on their weekly shop and buying an extra tin or two and a packet of rice or something and putting that in the food collection bin, that all comes together. Last year we collected 88 tons of food, and that just was people buying the extra tin, the extra packet.
So I guess a huge thank you to the people of the area for
Absolutely.
Donating that.
Yes, yes. Without them, we would be just so stuck.
So just over 11,000 food parcels were given out, an average of over 200 each week. You've also issued some figures because there are a number of other charities that kind of provide, give food provision. And so when you take in some of those charities, like the African Social Health Agency, Hanley Baptist Church, Open Door, Sanctus, Jubilee Project, I think I've mentioned them all yes. there, other than the food bank, that's actually
26,670 food parcels. That's in a city of 250,000. That's 10%.
Yeah. Incredible. Now, in your top three reasons for why people are referred to Food Bank, the biggest, almost a third, just under a third, is because of benefit delay.
Yes.
Is that frustrating?
it's frustrating. When we talk about statistics or when we talk about reasons, it's easy to become focused on the system. But actually, when you meet the individuals who are there facing you in crisis and hear their story, you think, goodness me, I don't know how you're coping. There's an example where, just a short while back now, where a family came to our food bank because they'd had an extra child. Because they'd had an extra child, their child tax credit arrangements would change. In my thinking, that would go up. But actually, the standard practice is, okay, we need a reassessment. We'll stop all your monies, basically so that they don't get overpaid. I can understand it. But actually, what it then meant was that family had nothing to live on until their reassessment, until the new money came through. And it's that sort of... That's where there are changes, where there are delays like that. It's just, you think, goodness me, how do you cope?
Other reasons, significant reasons, include low benefit changes and also low income.
Well, yes, there are people that the amount of money that they have to live on is just not enough. It cannot cover the rent, the food, the heating, and one of the things has got to give. And because there is Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank, then actually there is a means of trying to support these people with the food aspect. The Trussell Trust, which is the national umbrella body that has supported and seeded food banks across the country, they're working to develop further initiatives, and a new one that's being piloted with, I think it's NPower, but it's just a fuel bank, actually, where the energy companies provide vouchers, so that when guests come to our food banks wanting food, needing food, that actually in the future it's likely that we'll also be able to give them a voucher for their energy. That would be great.
But that's not operating in Stoke-on-Trent at the moment?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. The use of food banks across the country has hit record levels. 1.1 million emergency food parcels were given out last year. The Trussell Trust says that's a 2% rise on the year before. Here in Stoke-on-Trent, the Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank gave out 11,000 three-day emergency food supplies to people in need. Of that amount, 4,200 went to children. And the Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank, together with other charities in the city, provided some 18,000, or just short of 19,000 meals as well. The Reverend Martin Stevens is trustee at the Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank and is in the studio with me this morning. So tell me a bit about the food parcels that are given out. If someone comes along with a voucher, well, how does someone get the voucher?
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's a good starting point. I said earlier about how that we rely on just lots of individuals putting a tin or a packet of goods. That's one level of partnership. Another is by working with frontline professionals, with social services, with the probation service, with Citizens Advice Bureau, with Homeschool Liaison, with Health. There's something like 300 referring agencies across the city. They are working with those people who tend to then be in crisis. And it's because we know that they know the individuals, they write out a voucher, and the individuals, our guests, come to us and we give them food. I'm, from my title, you guess I'm a vicar in the local area. I would get people knock on my door and give me a hard luck story, and the trouble is I didn't know whether they're genuine or not, and the likelihood is I'd get it wrong either way. Either they're genuine, I wouldn't give them anything, or they weren't. But by having these frontline professionals, actually we are relying on their knowledge, their experience, and so we then are happy to give out the food. The food parcels, the reason it's 3 days' worth is because actually when you're carrying bags of shopping, 3 days' worth is probably enough to be able to kind of physically carry. And it contains long-life tinned and dry packet goods, stuff that can be turned into good, wholesome, nutritional meals. There are a few treats. There's some, if we have got enough and so on, there's jam, there's chocolate. But the good basic nutritional stuff like tinned meat, beans and pasta and tuna, and out of those people should be able to, well, I'm sure that for many people, if they've been used to next to nothing, it actually lasts more than 3 days.
Now, the way that the Stoke-on-Trent Food Bank works is that you have distribution centres around the city, and that's been a growing
number. It has, of distribution centres. It's when people from Stoke-on-Trent were first in contact with the Trussell Trust, saying we are thinking about, we'd like to explore setting up a food bank, they suggested, well, just set up two or three, start with two or three centres. And local people here, knowing our city, said, well, actually, that's not really the way this city works. So we started in May 2012 with 7 centres, and we're now at 17. The idea is, well, the fact it's one food bank for the whole city means that we know if someone is in need, they can go to their nearest centre or the one that's open this day. We've got centres open every day of the week. And the reason for just having more, growing to 17, is to reduce the distance people have to travel. Ideally, if they can just walk, because of course, if you're on low income, you don't want to be putting money into taxi fares or bus services and things.
Sure. Now, one thing that's happened this past year is that you have tried something out called Money Matters. So what's that, and what's the idea of it all about?
One of the Trussell Trust catchphrases is more than food. It's recognising we can give out food. We can give out food this week and next week and until, you know, the food supply dries up. But actually, we want people to be out of the crisis, the thing that has caused them to be in need. And what is it that's causing them to be in need? For many people, it may be to do with debt. It may be to do with struggling to budget, to sort of save money from 1 week for the next. And so we piloted in a couple of centres and have now secured funding to be able to run it out across all 17 centres. Having Money Matters advisors in the centres. So when we meet with our guests and we listen to their story and we try and signpost some